Okay, today's daf is Arachin daf Chaf Hey. We left off on daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, a few lines before the end of the page at Toshema. So we're in the middle of a discussion about what happens if a person is makdish his field during the Yovel itself. So we had this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, and we're going to continue to bring one more raya in that machlokas. And then we're going to discuss what it means that ein mechashvin chadashim. We said that we don't count months when we do the cheshbonos of being poda, stay achuza. We only count the number of years until the Yovel, but hegdish is mechashiv chadashim. So we're going to discuss what that means. Then the Mishnah Amud Aleph is going to discuss a few more halachos of being makdish a stay achuza and how to measure the size of the field, because the cheshbon of 50 shkalim for the Yovel cycle is based on a particular size of a field. What if the field has nekaim, it has crevices in the field, and we're going to talk about a number of the halachos related to that field. We're going to derive those halachos from Pesukim, and then the Gemara is going to, then the next Mishnah, rather, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, is going to be Mevarid the Din of a Sada that was Nifta Miyada Hegdish before Yovel. What happens to the field if someone was poda it prior to Yovel? Doesn't matter who was poda it prior to Yovel, what happens when Yovel actually comes? The Gemara is going to show where those dinim are based in the Torah, and then we're going to discuss what the halacha is when a daughter is poda her father's field. What about a woman who's makdish a field? What about a person who's makdish a field close to the to Yovel? And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to talk about a stei achuza that was hukdash and was not redeemed prior to Yovel. We probably will not get to that. Meaning we'll stop short of that Mishnah. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Lander very much for the sponsorship. So let's begin. Toshema. So the Gemara says, I'll bring a kasha on Rav from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah had said, "V'lo goalin, we're not poda field from Hegdish achar Yovel pachs mishana, less than 1 year after Yovel." So bishlam the Shmuel, I understand very well according to Shmuel that holds that someone who's makdish a field during Yovel itself, that the Hegdish is not going to be chal. So lo goalin, that we're not lachar Yovel pachs mishana, we're not poda the field after Yovel, less than 1 year after Yovel. The Mishnah comes to tell me, as opposed to the year of Yovel itself, that if you're makdish during Yovel itself, you don't even need to be goalit because it's not kadosh at all. Elo the Rav, but according to Rav, that if you're makdish stei achuza during Yovel itself, the hegdish is going to be chal. And if you want to be poda it, you have to pay the full chamishim shekel, the chamishim sloim, as it's pidyon. So then, my lachar Yovel shana, what does the Mishnah mean to tell me when it says that you're not poda the field from Hegdish less than a year after Yovel? If you're makdish it during Yovel itself, you could be poda it right away. What do you mean you can't be poda less than a year after Yovel? So it says, where misavrit, you think according to Rav, when it says in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to be goel less than a year after Yovel, means achar Yovel mamish, it means the 1 year after the Yovel, as opposed to the Yovel itself, where you can't be poda it, they can't be poded at all. So no, my achar yovel, what does it mean? What does the Mishnah mean when it says achar yovel? Emtsa Yovel, it means in middle of Yovel, meaning the Mishnah is talking about someone who wants to be poda the field during the years of Yovel, like it's 20 or 30 years into the Yovel cycle, and it's now Chodesh Nisan, which is the middle of the year. You don't say that since half of the year is already gone, he's going to give only half of a sela and chatzi pundion for that year. Rather, he gives Hegdish a full sela pundion for that year. And that's what the Mishnah means to say, that you're not goel pachos mishana. It doesn't mean less than 1 year after the Yovel year. It means if you're doing a mid-cycle geula of the field, pidyon of the field, you don't do a cheshbon based on where in that particular year you're holding. To call kamad l'malya leishana, so long as that year is not gone, l'migarele, you do not get to deduct it at all. You pay the full amount for that year. So it says, my kamashman, dein mechashin chadoshim, Well, wait a second. What's the great chiddush of that? That's beferish in the Mishnah that we don't count months. We only count years when it comes to hagdish. So it says, "We're not matam kamar, matam lo goel." And why is it that we're not goel the field from hagdish? La acher yovel pachus mishana mishum de in mechashon chadashim in mehagdish. It's why is it that you're not goel pachus mishana? Because there is this rule in mechashon chadashim mehagdish. So you have to give hagdish as if you were poded from the beginning of the year, and you don't do that in the middle of the year. So now we go to that actual line in the Mishnah where we said ein mechashen chadashim lahegdish, but we said that the hegdish is mechashev chadashim. So the Gemara is going to bring the source for this. Tanu Rabban, minayin shein mechashen chadashim lahegdish. How do I know that if someone wants to be poda a field from hegdish, he does not count the months that have already passed from this year as if the year has already passed, and he actually doesn't pay anything for the, in which case he wouldn't pay anything for this year. Rather, what he does is he pays hegdish as if he's being poded at the beginning of this year. So he pays for this entire year, even though the year is half gone. How do I know that? Tamar lomar, because the pasuk says v'chishev la'akoyin es hakesef al pi hashanim hanosaros. From the words hashanim hanosaros, it sounds whatever is left is considered to be full years. Shanim atam mechashev yatam mechashev chadashim. We count years that were goreya from the pidyon, but we do not count months. You give hagdish as if they were poda from the beginning of the year. How do I know that if hagdish wants to be mechashev months that have already passed for the, as if a year has already passed, in a way that hagdish is going to benefit from it, that said that hagdish could do that? So the Gemara says, well, hey chidami, what does that mean, in a way that hagdish is going to benefit from that? How is hagdish ever going to benefit from that? Could go into akdashev b'palgadah. A person is makdish a field in the middle of the 48th year of Yovel. So if you count the months that have already passed as if the year is already over, so it will turn out that there's less than 2 years left until the Yovel, and when there's less than 2 years left until the Yovel, you're not allowed to be poda begirun kesef. You have to give the full chamishim slaim to be poda. So that would be to the great benefit of hagdish if you were to count it as if that year has passed. Tamal omar, v'chishiv lo hakohen mikol makom. That sometimes the hegdish is mechashiv chadashim that have already passed, as if the year has already passed, in a way, only in a situation that hegdish is going to benefit, like in that 48th year, where hegdish is certainly going to benefit from such an arrangement. Okay, new Mishnah. So again, just to remind ourselves, the Torah tells us when a person is makdish steachuza, that he yarshins from his forefathers. The pasuk says, v'misteachuza so yakdish ishla Hashem v'yarka cholaf izaru zerachomer saorim v'chamishim shakal kasef in Mishnah seyovel yakdish. That goes through the chamishim shekel kesef that you pay for a certain amount of property. And if you do it achar yovel, that you're makdish your field, you do the cheshbon with the kohen based on the number of years left, and you deduct that from the 50 shekel kesef. But the pasuk goes on to say, "Vim ka'ol yigalis asada hamakdish also v'yasaf chamishes kesef erka chalav v'kam lo." So our Mishnah is going to explain how we evaluate the value of the pidyon. Hamakdish sadehu, person is makdish hesteachuza b'shas hayovel, during those times that yovel was knowing, and now he wants to be poded in the first year of yovel. Nosein b'zera chomer sa'orim, he gives for each zera chomer sa'orim, each karka, that's the size to plant a zerach, a core of sa'orim, chamishim shekel kesef. He gives 50 shekel kesef for each size of property that's a zerach omer sa'orim. So that's if you were makdish field when yovel is not knowing, you'd just be poded b'shavya, Rashi points out. You would just be poded based on the actual value of the field. And again, this applies whether the field is the best field in the world or the worst field in the world, and even if this field doesn't plant, you don't plant sa'orim at all in this field, you would still assess it based on the size of a property that would be able to plant a zerach chomer of sa'orim. The Rambam quantifies this in Hilchos Arachin Perek Dalid, that it's a place that's 274 amos by 274 amos, or roughly that amount. Hayusham nikaim amukim asar tefachim. Let's say in the field there were ditches that were 10 tefachim deep. Oslam gavam asar tefachim, or you had rocks that were 10 tefachim high. einim dadin yima. That doesn't get counted toward the zerah chomer saorim b'chamishim shekel kesef. They are assessed on their own based on their actual value. But pachus mikan nimdadin yima. If they were less than 10 tefachim deep or less than 10 tefachim high, then they are measured to be poda based on the cheshbon of zerah chomer saorim b'chamishim shekel kesef, because that's batel to the karka. They're considered a part of the field. So now we're going to explain the assessment of the pidyon based on the years that remain until Yovel. Since we said that a sada that's the size of a zerah chomer saorim is that's kadosh for 49 years is poda for 50 shekel kesef, that with 50 sla'im. So therefore, hikdisha shtayim shalosh anim lefnei Yovel. If you're makdish the field with only 2 or 3 years left to Yovel, so now you have to divide that 50 sla'im to 49 parts, and based on that, nilsin selu pundyon l'shana. You give one sela and one pundyon for each remaining year. That's because a pundyon, 48 pundyonos is a sela. So if you have one sela that's for each year, that's 49 sla'im, plus a pundyon for each year, that's another 49 pundyonos. So it gets you to 50 sla'im, or 50, which is the same as 50 shekel, plus one extra pundyon. That extra pundyon goes to the shulchan to pay for the money changer. V'im amar harini nosein dvar shana b'shana. If the poda says, I don't want to give the full amount at one time, each year I'll give you a sela upundion. So ein shamuno elenosin is kulo ke'echad. He has to give that full amount, whatever the amount is, based on the number of years there are till Yovel, at a rate of a sela upundion for each year. He's got to give it all in one lump sum. So the Mishnah explains the chilik between Bailin being pulled to the field and other people being pulled to the field. Echad Bailin ve'echad kol adam. Both the Bailin and other people can be pulled to the field. The poda pays that amount for zerah chomer saorim. Right, that's the what's said in the Torah, and that doesn't matter. The value of the field doesn't matter, and who's being poed, it doesn't matter. So ma'bein bailim l'kol adam. So what's the difference if the bailim is poed to the field, or other people are poed to the field? Elisha bailim nosin chomesh, l'kol adam nosin chomesh. The bailim have to add an extra fifth, and the other people do not have to add an extra fifth, because that's in the pasuk. The Torah says, "Vim ga'ol yigalas hasada hamakdish oso v'yosaf chamishus kesef erkecha alav v'kamlov." That if it's the makdish himself who's being poded, he has to add a chamisha shekel kesef. So Tana kor zera velo kor tvua, mapolis yad velo mapolis shvarim. The way we assess the karka is a kor of a place that you could plant that's ro'i for planting a kor of saorim, not a place that a kor of tvua, which is apparently a smaller area, and it's also based on how you plant mapolis yad, by planting biyad, where you don't put a lot of zraim in one spot, and not mapolas shvarim, where there is you put more zraim in one spot, so it's a smaller area. So tani levi lo muuba velo medak ela benuni. That we don't measure the planting of saorim where you by zera that is muuba, where you put a lot of zraim in a small place, and that causes a hefset to the makdish, because he's gonna have to pay on a smaller spot 50 sla'im, because more is going to grow in a smaller area. Nor do we view it as like a zriya daka, where you would plant, you know, very, very spread out, and that's going to make it much easier, because to have a core of karka is going to be a much larger piece of karka that he's going to be able to buy back for 50 shekel kesef. Elevatingly, we base it based on an average type of planting. Hayusham nekayim amukim. The Mishnah said that if they're nekayim that are 10 tefachim deep or slight and that are 10 tefachim high, then they don't get measured with it. So the Gemara says, why does the Mishnah say that the nekayim are not measured together with the field to be poda based on zerah chomer saorim b'chamishim shekel kesef? You know, even if they're not kadosh together with the field, they're considered their own makom, but v'liktu shuban pi nafshayu. Let there be chal hegdish on those areas on their own, and that should also therefore be assessed by zerah chomer saorim b'chamishim shekel kesef. Why does the Mishnah assume that they're not kadosh in the sense that you're poed to them with that same cheshbon of zerah chomer saorim b'chamishim shekel kesef? Why is the Mishnah assuming that the way you're poed to them is just based on their value? V'chi tema, maybe you're going to tell me, kevan to lo havu base kor, since these nekaim or these slaim don't have a shear of a base kor, they're less than a base kor, lo avakachi, hegdish is not chal on them to be poed there based on the shear of zerah chomer saorim b'chamishim shekel kesef. And the Mishnah is coming to tell me that since they're considered like their own independent space, and there is no shear, they don't have the proper shear of a base core, so that's why you're poda them for their actual value. But Vatanya, we have a brisa that talks about a case where the entire field is less than a base core. The pasuk in the Torah says, "V'misteach huzaso yaktish ish l'Hashem." The Torah could have said, "Im me achuza so yakdish." Well, stay matamulomar. Why does it have to say im stay achuza so? Why does it add that extra word stay? Lefishenemar, because the pasuk says zerachomer sor mechamishim shakl kasef. Say ein lielo sheikdish kininazeh. I would only know that if you're makdish a field that is large enough to actually plant a kor of saorim, that the halacha applies. Minayin l'rabos lesech v'chati lesech saa v'tarkav v'tarkav is chati saa. Which is 1/60th of a kor, v'chatzi tarkav, which is 1/120th of a kor, that even in such a case you're poda based on this cheshbon, tamalomer, stay mikol makom. That's why the word stay is there, that even a field that's way smaller than what you could plant a kor in, you would still be poda in this way. So as the Gemara, Amar Ruk v'Barchama, hacha b'nekoyim leim mayim delav b'nezri aninu. Over here, Amish is talking about where the crevices are full of water where you can't plant in them. They're not roi for zriya, and that's why they don't have the shear of zerachom or sorim v'chamishim shakal kasev. And that's why we assess it based on its actual value. So the Mishnah says that these places are not nifta based on that cheshbon of zerachom or sorim v'chamishim shakal kasev. Dekanami, and it's meduyik this way. Tikatani dumi deslaim, because the Mishnah says the din of nekaim together with the din of slaim. So it sounds like they're talking about similar types of spaces. So So slotim clearly are not royal Israel, and therefore the Nekayim that we're talking about are also not royal Israel. If that's the case, that the Nekayim are not royal Israel, even if they're less than 10 tefachim deep, they should still not be cheshmed with the field. So it says, Marno, Hanu Nagani da Aramikru, Shidri da Aramikru, that those Nekayim that are less than 10 tefachim don't have their own shame. They're called Nagani da Ara. They're called the breaks in the land, but they're not, and they're called shidri da'ara. They're called the spine of the land, meaning like the spine of an animal, that the bones jut out a little bit. So since they don't have their own shame, there's something da'ara. That's the point. They're called that which is something da'ara, that is a part of that land, and that's why it's measured together with the land. Hikdisha shtayim v'shalosh. We said if you're makdish gil 2 or 3 years before Yovel, you give a selu pundyon for each year. So Tan Rabbanan, the Brisa tells us as follows. The pasuk says that v'chishav la'koyin es hakesef al piyashan hanasor sashnas yovel v'nigra me'erkecha. So we learn from that pasuk that your goreya, the erech, is only from those years that the makdish has benefited from those years prior to being makdish the field. So af mina hegdish. Even from the time that the field was biad hegdish before the pidyon, shemachala hegdish shana ushtayim. Even if hegdish benefited from the field, inami lo achala elashoyis lefanav. Or even if hegdish didn't take anything from the field, but it was in the reshus of hegdish for those years, the poda does not have to pay for those years that have already passed. Rather, he gives nosin selo pundyon l'shana. He gives a selo pundyon for each year, meaning it doesn't have to be that the balabais enjoyed the benefit of the peros in order to be goreya from the price that he is poda, even if it just belonged to Hegdish during that time. As long as those years have passed, that gets deducted from the price that he has to be poda. If a guy says, I'm going to give each year the selo pundion, so he says, no, it's got to be one lump sum. You can't give it on an annual basis, just a selo pundion. So Tanu Rabbanan. So the Braisa tells us, minayin shemamu b'alim ha'reni nosim dvar shana b'shana she'in shamalahem. How do I know that the guy who is makdish that said, I'll give a selo pundion to be podit each year, that we don't listen to him? Tamalomar b'chishiv lo ha'koin es ha'kesef. So we darshin ad she'e kesef kulo ke'echad. All the kesef has to be together. Echad b'ayim echad kol adam, and this is true for the b'ayim or for anybody else. Ma bein b'ayim kol adam, sh'ab'ayim nosun chomesh, v'kol adam ein nosun chomesh. The only difference between the b'ayim and everybody else is that the b'ayim gives a chomesh, but everybody else does not have to add a chomesh. And as we said before, that is explicit in the Psukim. That's explicit in the Psukim in the Torah. Okay, new Mishnah. The Torah says when it comes to a Steachuzah, that if you're Goel the field, the Makdish is Goel the field, that he has to add an extra fifth. And if he's not Goel the field, and he sells the field the Ishacher, then Lo Yigoel Od. And the Sadeh, when it goes up Yovel, is Kodesh LaShem, and the Pasuk says it's Kistei Acherim LaKoin Tiyachuzah Sav. Meaning if the Bailim themselves are pulled to the field, it goes back to the Bailim to be their Steachuzah. But if some stranger is pulled to the field from Hagdish, then he holds on to it until Yovel, and at Yovel it does not go back to the original Bailim, it goes to Kohanim. So the Mishnah explains the din of a Sada that's been Nifta from Hagdish before Yovel. Hikdisha Uga Allah, let's say the Bailim himself was Goel the field, Eina Yotza Miyadu B'Yovel, he gets to keep it at Yovel because it's his Steachuzah. Goel B'No Yotza La'Aviv B'Yovel, if his son was Goel the field, it goes back to the father at Yovel as if the father himself was poda it. Gola achar, if someone else comes in as goal of the field, oechel me'akrovim, or some relative of the balasada, uga'ala miyado, and the balasada is goal it from that person who got it back from Yovel, yotze l'kohanim b'yovel. Then it still goes back to the kohanim b'yovel. That if it would have stayed in the hands of the guy who was first poded, it would go back to the kohanim. So even now that the Bailim has purchased it from that guy afterwards, it still goes back to the kohanim at Yovel. Once someone else is goel the field, that's it. That halacha kicks in, that it goes back to the kohanim at Yovel. So the Mishnah explains the din where the poda himself is a kohen. Goel echad min a kohanim. What if a kohen is goel the field? Varei tachas yado. Now it's in the roshus of the kohen. Lo yomar hol vihi yotza the kohanim biyovel. Varei tachas yadi harei shali. That kohen can't say, well, it's supposed to go to kohanim anyway. I happen to be a kohen, so I should be able to keep it. El yotza min tachas yado mischalek es l'chalek of a kohanim. No, it's got to be divided amongst all of the Kohanim. He doesn't get to keep it for himself. Now, the Mishnah had said that if the son of the Makdish is goel of the field, it goes out to the father at Yovel. If someone else or another Karov comes and buys it from him, so then it still goes back to the Kohanim at Yovel. So we bring a Braisa that just shows where we derive this from the Psukim. Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us, the Pasuk tells us that if the owner is not goel the field and he sells it to an ishacher, then he can never be goel it at all. So we darshan im lo yigal asasada bailim. Im lo yigal asasada means the bailim was not goel the field. Vim machar asasada gizbar. So who sells it? The gizbar sells it the ishacher to another person la acher velo leben, meaning another person, not the man's own son. If you sell it to the man's own son, then it actually does go back to the father at Yovel, and it does not go to the kohanim at Yovel. How do you know it means his own son and not his own brother? Maybe if he sells it to the gizbar sells it to the brother, then it would still go back to the original owner at Yovel. When it said ish, and it didn't say stam acher, it said ish acher, so the must be including even a brother, that it goes back to kohanim even if a brother bought it back from Yovel. So what do I do with acher? If it's a son, then it goes back to his own father and not to the kohanim. So apparently we had two possibilities of who else other than the man himself could redeem the field in a way that it would retain its status as a steachuzah in that guy's family. It was either going to be the brother or the son, and we chose the son. We chose to darshan the son. So says Marah, why did we choose the son and not the brother? So Marbani Aben Shekin Kam Tachas Aviv Li'ida, because the son often takes his father's place. If a person buys an Amma Ivriya, he can marry her off without any Kesef Kiddushin, and the money that he paid for counts as the Kesef Kiddushin. He can marry her himself, and the son can also do Yiyud on her with the Kesef that the father gave without any real Kesef Kiddushin. So the son, in that sense, is Kam Tachas Aviv. He takes his father's place. He's like an extension of the father. And also, Ula Eved Ivri. If a father buys an Eved Ivri and the son dies within the 6 years of the avoda of that Eved Ivri, the Eved has to work through those 6 years for the son and not for a daughter, because there's not a din in Yerusha. Only there's a din in Kam Tachtov. It's a separate din than the din of Yerusha. That he's mamish, an extension of him. So when it comes to Gula Sasad, it's Mestaver, that the din of the Ben is like the din of his father, as opposed to by a brother. We never ever find that a brother is come tachtav? Says, well, sure we do. Adrab marba ani asaach shekin kam tachas achiv li yibum. A brother takes his brother's place when he does yibum. That's exactly what the whole idea of yibum is. Klum yesh yibum el makom shein ben hayesh ben ein yibum. Says the Gemara, no, but yibum, the only time a brother can ever become tachtav of his brother is when he didn't have a son. But if he had a son, then the brother is disqualified from being kam tachtav. So you see that the son is a stronger kam tachtav relationship. So ask the Gemara, why do I need a brisa to tell me anyway we should have said that the son relationship is stronger, because we had two situations where a ben is kam tachtav and only one where an ach is kam tachtav. The ben is kam tachtav for both yield and for continuing the service of the Eved Ivri that he had purchased, and the ach is only kam tachtav when it comes to yibum. So I don't even need to say this idea that the yibum only works when there's no ben. Without that, it's the ben already wins. The Mishum David Ivri Mehai Pircha Nami Hu Denafgalei the Klum Yeshibum El B'Makom Shein Ben. No, it's because the Iker Din of Eved Ivri, that he works for the son and not for the brother, is derived from this very kasha. There is no pasuk that the son continues to keep the father's Eved Ivri. The source is this very svara. So of Klum Yeshibum El B'Makom Shein Ben, that the yibum of the brother only works when there is no son. That if there is a son, then there is no yibum. So without that svara, I would not have known that an Eved Ivri continues to work for the man's son, and Mimela, I would not have had two sources where a ben is kam tachtav. So it all goes back to this svara of klum yeshibum el makom shein ben, and therefore we cannot learn from yibum that a brother is better than a son in this context. So by Rabbi Baravua, bas mau shetamit sadalavia. What if a daughter is goel the field of her father? Does the father get the field back at Yovel, as if a son had done it? Or do we say no, she's like an acher that does it, and the field would go to Kohanim? Kimadilin yibum benu bas ki adadi patri. Do we assume that, well, after all, when it comes to yibum, if a man has a son or a daughter, it patters from yibum? So Mokma, maybe we should keep it as a stay achuza just by virtue of the daughter being goelit. Odilmor, maybe no. Kiven delini nachla bas makom ben ki acher damya. That if a daughter is goelit and she has brothers, meaning the guy had sons, so she is an outsider as far as Yerusha is concerned. So lo mokma. So maybe the father should not get the field. It makes it sound like if it's an only daughter, if the daughter is, if there are no sons, then there's no suffix. Then for sure it's a stechuza. I would have thought that it's a safek even if she's an only daughter, because the daughter is not kam tachtav. The din of kam tachtav is not a din in Yerusha. A daughter is a yoresh when there are no sons, but she's not a kam tachtav. So nagos haradal, he points out that the safek of the Gemara is only in a case where there's a son and a daughter, where the daughter would not be yoresh. That's why the Gemara is a safek when she's pulled to the field, whether she's a mamidit la'via. So the Gemara is going to be poshet that when there is a ben, then the bas is considered like an acher. But when there are no banim, the bas is the yoresh, and she is omed, she's omedes in the place of the ben. And the daughter certainly can be pulled in the field for her father. However, if you look in the Rambam, the fourth parak of Hilchas Arachin, it doesn't sound that way. He just writes that ga'ala b'noshal makdish, then it's chazeres la'av of biovel. But bito, then it's yotzel agdish, and it does not go back to the father. Sounds like no matter what the family situation is, no matter how many siblings there are, or if there are no other siblings, it's just this daughter. A daughter does not have the ability to do this. So, but from the Gemara, it sounds much more like Agos or Adal. So anyway, so Tashma, the Gemara says, let's be poshate this suffix. Let's say a man has sons and daughters, and the daughter is goel the field. So now what's the halacha? Does it stay as a stay achuza at Yovel and go back to the father, or does it go to Kohanim? So Tashma, the Tana, the Bei Rabbi Shmuel, they learned in the Bismarck of Rabbi Shmuel, Kolshu Acher b'makom ben, anyone who's considered, as far as Yerusha is concerned, an Acher when there is a son, so he's considered an Acher when it comes to Gula Sada. Vahanami makom ben ki Acher damya, and a daughter is also like an Acher when there is a ben, in that she is not Yoresh. Vay Rabbi Zera, Isha mi mamid la Sada. Let's say you have a married woman that's Maktish her Nichse Malug, and she's unable to be Poda it. So which of her husbands, meaning which of her relatives rather, her husband or her son, son can be goel the field for her in order that she'll get that field back at Yovel and that it won't go to Kohanim. Nechsim look are the nechasim that she brings into the marriage, into the reshus of her husband, and the keren remains hers, but the baal is ochel the peiros. So it's her field. The only thing is she can't be goel the field. So the Ola Shlomo writes that we could say that the suffik is Bein Isha Pnuya, that's Makdash field, and then gets married. But if she was Nesua at the time of the Hegdish, then there's no Nafkamina by being Makdash, because the Baal is Ochel, the Peros of the Karka, and she doesn't have the ability to be Mafkia the Zchus of the Baal by being Makdashit. So even though it's because of the Kedusha, it would be Asrit for the Baal to eat the Peros, but that's only up until the Yovel where there's Kedusha Pekarka. But in the Yovel itself, this, the field, when the field goes back to the Kohanim, so the Zuchus of the Baal in Achilas Peros will come right back. So, but then he says maybe there is enough Kamina, even if she's Makdashit after she's married, if the husband dies while the wife is alive, so the Kohanim will be Zocha Beguf HaKarka Limafreya. So that's why we have a Shaila. So anyway, either the Shaila is that she was Makdashit before she got married, or maybe even if she's Makdashit after she gets married, and the Kedusha might still matter because the husband might die. So Rabbi Zeir raises this question: Isha mi mamad lasadim bal mokum lashaken yorsha, or Dilma ben mokum lashaken notal baroy kubemutzuk? Is it the husband because he's the one that yarshens her, or is it the son because the ben is notal baroy kubemutzuk? In a place where there is no bal and the ben is yoresh, the koch of the yerusha of the ben is greater than the koch of the yerusha of the bal, because the bal is yoresh only in things that are becheskas ishto at the time that she had died, whereas the ben is yoresh even things that were not muchsak in his mother's possession, were only ra'ui to come to his mother, like mammon that other people owed her. So when it comes to hamada sada, it's also the koach of the ben is going to be better than the koach of the baal. So take with the Gemara leaves that question unresolved. So another shayla. Let's say Hikdisha, the steachuza, the husband was makdish pachos mishtei shanim lefnei yovel, less than 2 years before yovel, that the din is someone who's govelit is not megare based on the years that are left, you have to pay the full chamishim shekel kesef. So let's say someone, some stranger comes in and is goelit, ma'ush etetze the kohanim. Does it go back to the kohanim at Yovel? So I'm like, might I take? Well, what's as far to say that it shouldn't go out at Yovel? That's you know, the pasuk says v'chishuv lo kohen es kesef. So the pasuk says the nigra me erkecha. So v'haya asad b'tzeisu by Yovel. So we learn from the smichas pesukim to baskir on any field that is. That's nifta in a way that involves giron kesef. In that's when it goes to the kohanim to laf baskira on. If it's a field that is not subject to giron kesef, lo, does not go back to the kohanim at Yovel. So that's your svara, that since this you don't follow the rules of giron kesef, that's why you're assuming that the kohanim are not going to get it. But I'll tell you adarabah, from this pasuk you can learn the opposite thing that it says in the pasuk right next to it, as far as going back to kohanim at Yovel, im lo yigal asada, that if you're not goel the field and you sell the field to someone else, then it cannot be goel anymore. V'yasada b'tzeisu b'yovel, then the field is kodesh la'Hashem and it goes to the kohanim. So it sounds like every field that is shayich geula will go to the kohanim by Yovel. The hainami bas geula here, and it is shayich geula in this field. It's just not geula begira own, but it is shayich geula. So that's why it still would go to the kohanim at Yovel. Gal echad min hakohanim. Then the Mishnah said, what if one of the kohanim himself is goel the field? We don't say that since it goes to the kohanim at Yovel anyway, this kohen could just keep it. No, you still got to divide it amongst the kohanim. So Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us as follows. Lakoin tia achuzasov, matam lomar. What's the pasuk telling me with the lashon of achuzasov? Minayin l'sada sheyotu the kohanim yovel. How do I know that a sada that's roy to go to kohanim at Yovel, because the bailim was makdish and was not goelit, ugaola echon min the kohanim, and then before Yovel, one of the kohanim is goelit, minayin shelo yomar hol v'yotu the kohen, aritachas yadi, teishali. How do I know that the kohen can't say, I'm keeping it because I'm a kohen anyway, vidinu, and it's really kal v'chomer, b'shalacherim ani zocheh. if I would even get a piece of a field that someone else was goel from the Hagdish, so b'shalatzmi, a field that I purchased myself, l'kolshkein, all the more so I should get all of it. Tamalomar achuzah so achuzah shalo ve'in zeh shalo. No, that's what the pasuk says achuzah so, that only in achuzah that you are yorish from your own father will you be able to keep the whole field. This field is not his own achuzah, so this field is taken away from him at Yovel. Haketzad yotzi mitachs yado umischalekes la'achiv hakohanim. So we take it from him at Yovel, and it gets divided amongst the other kohanim, and it gets divided amongst the all of the kohanim. He has no special rights to this to this field. Okay, so there is. We'll stop there. We'll stop there, but then we'll pick up at the Mishnah, the Ezra Hashem, tomorrow.